that established a commission with members of the House and Senate on it that for some reason the committee that sent it to the floor didn't send it to rules. So it actually was moved back off the floor, back to the Rules Committee, creating commissions that have members of the legislature on it is a function of the Rules Committee to review that. Now, the provisions are also being carried in the supplemental budget bill. All the more reason for the Rules Committee to review this, because Senator Cohen will be dealing with it in the Budget Conference Committee. So there is an amendment to get really the bill in the shape that is contained in the supplemental budget bill. There's the A4 amendment, which will engross the House file into the condition that it is being carried in the budget bill. And my thought is we would actually send this bill to Finance, because this, I believe, puts it in. There is a fiscal note with the bill, you'll notice, in your packet. So Senator Cohen moves the A4 amendment. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. No motion. A4 is adopted. I think one of the things we could talk about is whether this commission should have a sunset on it or not.
It does.
Oh, well, the amendment did that. See it in the bill.
Expires.
Both on the back page. Okay, so we have one in 2019. Senator Wieger is here. Senator Wieger, why don't you give us a little description of the commission and what you think their work is going to be.
Yes, Mr. Chair, members, the Legislative Water Commission, which we actually had 20 years ago, is established to provide oversight over various water policy reports, studies, initiatives, and this has passed several policy committees. It's actually in the spending bill, and there is an amendment to have, it's a technical amendment prepared by Mr. Bonnern that...
I think we've already adopted it.
Oh, okay, excuse me. And, okay, and so providing overall direction to the legislature on water policy is the intent. Generally, it's been very well received. We passed chair, I don't know if he's here, Senator Price, but it served on this in the past, and we had a very good discussion about it. Numerous water policy issues that the legislature is addressing is deemed very helpful to have a commission for overall oversight. There's 12 members, three from each party and the respective bodies, six in the Senate, three IRs, three Democrats, and select a chair, and then there's oversight by the legislative commission, coordinating commission.
Senator Gazelka.
Mr. Chair, I know this came through state government and veterans, and I believe it passed unanimously. I think the discussion was there's so many agencies and groups that oversee water that perhaps we could do it better, and Senator Wieger presented it there, and it had unanimous support.
Senator Newman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If you could, Senator Wieger, address a little bit what Senator Gazelka was just talking about, because in rural Minnesota, one of the complaints that I have heard from constituents over and over and over again is that when they try to get a license or a permit for something that involves water, they have to deal with multiple agencies. And I think all of us are aware of that. And my question, Senator Wieger, is what, if anything, will your bill do to address that problem for our constituents?
Senator Wieger.
I should probably speak into the mic.
Mr. Chair, Senator Newman, you raised an excellent point in terms of the myriad of jurisdictions and for a public looking for where to go for accountability purposes, and it's draws attention to the need for some oversight. There's not any regulatory authority. What they do have is the ability to provide some recommendations to various well, to the legislature. They can convene various entities now, whether it's through the DNR, PCA, Health Department, Bowser, et cetera. There's various entities out there. I would see the commission taking a look at the various jurisdictions that are out there and coming up with suggestions that could further streamline the process, something that's been addressed quite a bit but needs more done. By having a bipartisan group like this assembled, it would be the intent to provide those types of recommendations and a forum for doing that.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Senator Wicker.
Any other questions, members? Senator Gazelka moves House File 683 as amended be recommended to pass and refer to the Committee on Finance. Discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Contrary, no. The motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Senator.
Thank you. Senator Dibble, Senate File 1641, members, is a late bill. And that's the reason that it's here. The Health Policy Committee sent it up to the floor with a recommendation that it go to state and local government. The desks caught it and sent it here because it is a late bill. So in order to continue to move, the Rules Committee has to waive the joint rule. Yeah, the committee report from the Health Committee is here. It's the committee report on Senate File 1641. So, Senator Hatt.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I know we're not here to discuss the merits of the bill particularly, but I guess I do have a little bit of a question. I've been trying to keep track of where this bill is at, and I know we're kind of late in the process here, but I am not sure if the other body is doing anything on this bill, and my understanding is the governor has said on a number of occasions that he would not sign this bill. So I'm just wondering why we're doing the kind of extraordinary efforts to get this bill moved along if it's not ever going to get passed or signed into law if it does pass. Just a question.
Well, Senator Hunt, I think the reason we're here is the governor probably about 2 weeks ago actually asked the legislature to on the bill, and I guess at his request, we thought we would show him that courtesy. Right. So where's Senator Sieben? Who wants to make the motion? Senator Marty moves that Joint Rule 2.03 be suspended for all proceedings on Senate File 1641 and that the report on the Committee on Health and Human Services and Housing be adopted.
Does it go right to the floor?
No, it's going to go to state and local government. And then I believe it's going to go to judiciary, then it's going to go to finance. So it's got a long path if it's going to get to the floor. Senator Dibble.
Mr. Chair, does that motion
further proceedings of the bill? So this is the only time it will be in front of the Rules Committee.
All right, thank you.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Contrary, no?
No.
The motion prevails. Thank you. Rules Committee is adjourned.